What's up, everybody? Thanks for checking out Wordplay with Matt and Shane. This episode, we sat down with a very funny, very tall Cameron Dyson. Super, super funny guy. Really chill. It was a good time recording this one. Did it on Matt's back porch on a Monday night before we all dipped out to the Comedy Palace. So it was really, it was just sitting around shooting the shit. Covered a lot of good stuff. Talked about all kinds of music and a little bit about where Cam came from. Let's get into it. This is Wordplay with Matt and Shane with our guest, Cameron Dyson. All right, well, let me see what, how well this is picking this shit up. And we're good.
Can't find a hole.
Heard that before.
You heard that before?
Yeah.
Huh, that's
from a dude. No. Yeah, it's, let's see. He's, people want to hear fucking Cam because he's here. How many other podcasts have you done?
I think just Jeff Bilodeau's podcast.
How was that shit?
It was fun. That was crazy for me because I was like 6 or so weeks in, and I was like, "What the fuck?"
He
like,
snatched you up? Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, and even though I had started before I came down here, but like, I really didn't have that much stage time under my belt until I came down here.
Where's down from where?
So I went to school. I've always been from here, but I went to school up in UC Santa Cruz. So started there. I probably do more stage time within a month and a half than I did the entire first year I did stand up, you know?
So oh, it was coming like, out here?
Yeah. Yeah. Just because, you know, my only source of stage time really was just open mics around campus. And then towards the end of my senior year before I graduated, I started hitting up kind of some mics in San Jose and San Francisco.
What's the scene like up there?
It's really good. That's one of the better cities, but I think San Diego is better, but it's a great city for comedy.
What'd you major in?
Economics. So
fucking shit, no disrespect, but only because I know your stage persona.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know how fucking chill you are when I see you around.
Yeah,
first thing that pops in my head isn't like, yeah, I bet he knows a thing too about econ. Yeah. That dude fucking crushes numbers, man.
No, that's funny. Yeah, I honestly haven't even like done math since I like started this new job, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And that, because my whole degree was like math based, like I was just doing calculus and shit. And I only majored in econ because it was like the thing I hated the least. Because I took film classes. I took film classes. I took creative writing classes. Like all these things I was interested in.
Yeah.
And I couldn't like do it. I don't know. It was really
weird.
It
wasn't fun because you were being forced to
do
things.
Yeah. And not saying, because I know you took some film classes and it's like, not saying like there was something wrong with it. I'm just like, I'm not good at like getting something with guidelines and then like working on it.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean? I'm the kind of writer where I just need a blank canvas, which is, I need to get better at that, though. If I, like, ever want a job in writing for, you know, way down the road, like TV or something, or writing for, you know, anything, you're going to have guidelines, you know?
So yeah.
It's just the way it is.
No, I get it. I majored in fucking creative writing for television and film, and I fucking hated every minute of it. Because it's just, I mean...
They're hard, like too. People were like, oh, film classes are going to be easy. They're actually fucking hard. I was like, holy
shit. My freshman year, I thought I was just going to get stoned.
Yeah, yeah.
And fucking just wander in and watch a movie or something like that and just be like, all right, that was cool. And we talk about it. It's like, no, they want you to write point papers, break down scenes, and all this shit. And
so
I'm
much
just,
terminology.
It's like, no, man. Turn in my first script. I'm like, your format's fucked. Give up.
Yeah.
You got some old, washed up, has-been fucking... professor who used to maybe was like a playwright
in the late
70s who did like some off Broadway.
my film professor was he always talked about how he was a Grammy winner because he produced some video for some Celtic band.
Green Day?
No, it was like legit like Celtic Thunder, whatever the fuck that shit is. So he's always talking about how he's an award winner. He's such a dick. I got bad grades because I had to pay for college, so when I wasn't in school, I was working.
See, that's
and you can't film in class, so I was never there.
Yeah.
fucking. Well, we kind of already started. I just hit record.
Okay, yeah. What do you guys want to talk about?
We're talking it. This is, I don't fucking want to force it. Oh, yeah. Since we're already...
That's a good strategy, to just start a conversation and then to start it. And then you're like, mise en scene. Oh, film.
Fucking film guys over here. Did you...
Can we introduce him first?
No.
All
right. I do an intro. I do an intro in the beginning where I'm just like, I'll let people know.
Yeah.
Like, and they're going to read it.
And they're going to hear this conversation.
But well, this is Cameron Dyson, by the way.
San Diego Golden Boy. Cameron Dyson.
Golden Boy? Is that? Have you heard that title before?
No, man.
No?
What's below bronze? Like Tinfoil Boy? Yeah. That's like I don't know.
How long have you been here in San Diego?
So I've been doing comedy down here for 13 months. About, and then like I said, I started in Santa Cruz, did it for about a year and a half up there or so. I mean, so I've probably been doing it total since I started, like 2.5 years at this point.
But
been doing it, been grinding.
You feel like you're starting to like kind of get in your zone a little bit, or
it's weird. I go through phases of thinking I'm in my zone, You know what I mean? Like, I thought I was in my zone, like. You know, I don't know. I go through phases. Like 5 months ago or so, I was like getting out a lot of good material, and then I, you know, take a dip, and I'm like start questioning shit. I don't even want to do comedy.
Yeah.
And a couple months later, I'm like, fuck yeah. So
you develop,
I've been through
like
different zones. Right now, I feel pretty good though. I mean, I took a couple weeks off from the store just because I was getting so tired of doing that room, because I do it like 2 to 3 times a week.
Yeah.
And then I work there too at some nights, so I was just there so much. I was like, I need to take a break. And then, so now I'm back in it, and I'm like,
you don't want to get burnt out. Like,
yeah, exactly. So, and then now I'm trying to do more rooms. I was at Habano's Friday. I'd never been there. I was like, you know, I got to start checking out all these rooms that I haven't been to. Hopefully.
What do you think about Habano's?
I thought it was fun. I'm excited to do it. He booked me for the 20th. And then,
I love that room.
I'm excited, you know, and then. You know, that was obviously a kind of tougher audience than what I think it's going to be just because of the rain.
Yeah.
I'm really excited, though. I love rooms like that. I love just getting in people's faces. Like,
you can do that.
That's why I love Winston's. Yeah. That's why I love Salty Frog. That's an Imperial
Beach. That's all the way up there in IB, yeah.
Yeah, and that room's crazy. Like, just shit like that. I love it because there's no pressure, you know?
Yeah.
So,
Space Bar.
Space Bar is fun, yeah. So, you know, I love those low pressure rooms.
Yeah, you don't want to get burnt out too easy. I get that. What about you? Do you feel you've been doing it for almost the same amount of time?
Yeah, 9 months. Yeah. Yeah,
you hit those phases yet? Fucking ups and downs type shit.
Probably 2 times a week.
I consider
quitting comedy forever.
If you bomb and you go
it's
home,
it's not even that.
Like,
it's just when I do the same set for 2 weeks, like, and you go to these rooms and it's all comedians, I'm like, I don't want to fucking tell these jokes to these people. They've all heard them 100 times
tough.
Before.
That's interesting. Do you think musicians feel the same shit, feel the same way? Yeah, you go to a concert and you want to hear, like, you go to a Radiohead concert. You want to hear, like, today, you want to hear some fucking Kid A shit.
Yeah.
And then they're playing nothing but new shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure they look at it the same way. You know, you go on tour to promote something. In our case, we're going... doing different rooms to different people, knowing it's different people, but we're telling the same jokes, but it loses something, you know, like when we put it out there, because it's like, fuck, I just did this last night at the store and the fucking Kumite the day before and then the Palace the same night, and like doing all this shit. I don't want to fucking tell you the same old shit.
When I started, I was just doing ACC and I wanted to do different 3 minutes every week.
Did you not know
I made
that
it 3 weeks?
You did 3 weeks?
Because that was new everything shit? I'd read before I'd ever done comedy.
Yeah, you had a stockpile of 20-plus years of shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to hit
then,
hard.
Like, on the fourth time, I was like, well, I don't want to go. I don't have anything new.
Then you realize that that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I used to think that, too. Like, back in the day, just... You think they're, like, making it up on the spot or something. Each stand-up show, you're like, what? Yeah.
Do you ever have friends that fucking come see you multiple times? They're like, why the fuck are you saying the same shit?
No, they know I'm going to say the same shit. I have a core group of friends who've seen me multiple times. They've seen me pretty often. And, I don't know. You know, they know how it works. And, you know, you got to work on your material and it takes time.
Yeah.
I've never really gotten complaints from friends. I do feel bad, though, having to make them watch the same shit.
But. You invite them out and you're like, hey, just heads up.
Yeah, you it's know gonna be the same shit.
But laugh honestly, like you've never. Yeah. Give it a real laugh.
Yeah, know? It's so weird performing for your friends. That's the worst for me than anything. Like any type of bad situation.
Yeah.
I'd rather not, you know, just having your friends there. I almost can't even look at them. Whenever I perform with my friends, I like face the other way from the stage.
Why the fuck
so
are you
weird.
Sitting in the front? Why are you sitting in the front?
Yeah.
It's something I invited you out to.
Yeah.
You piece of shit. You know, and then you look down and they're like mimicking your yeah. bit while you're doing it.
Yeah.
It's almost like a lose-lose, like, because if I don't invite my friends and they hear about it later, they get pissed.
Yeah,
but if
that's
I invite
true.
Them, they're like, same shit, bro.
Yeah,
what the fuck
yeah.
are you doing? You're never going to make it. Fucking. Well, like, the point of our whatever this is.
You know, it's funny. I thought you were going to, when you made that transition to, like, Radiohead.
You thought it was going
to
be it,
like,
right?
So what do you think about Radiohead, Cameron? Just just
what do you think about Radiohead? You know what? What do you, fuck do you listen to, man? What do you?
Wait.
Before you answer that, what do you... Let's project. Let's guess.
Oh yeah, I like that.
What do you think? What kind of?
I might have already given you some hints earlier. We were talking a little bit about music already, but
I think I know. The only thing I know for a fact is he used to kind of be into the local scene.
Yeah.
Local here.
Yeah.
In the scene, like performing, playing, or
no,
just into local music here.
Well, I actually wrote for a few different bands. I would write lyrics for them, but that was my only involvement. I was way too lazy to learn an instrument. Even though that's what I used to want to do.
Yeah.
Was be in a band. That's all I wanted.
What did you want to play?
Like guitar or something. I just wanted to play guitar and like just a hardcore like metal band.
Okay.
Just go on tour. Like that was the dream when I, you know.
You're still on the stage.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. You can still go on tour and stuff. And, but that's all I wanted for so long. But so yeah, you know a little that about me. So what do you think I'm listening to now?
You want me to guess?
Yeah, man,
first?
Go for it, dude.
All right. Face Like That.
With a face like that.
I think you dabble in hip hop.
Don't give anything away.
I think you're a rock guy.
Well, he just said he wrote for some metal bands. No, fuck metal.
I could write for a country artist. That doesn't mean I like country.
That's true, I guess.
Touché. What's your guess?
Fucking, he said metal. So. Metal.
Should I answer?
Yes.
Okay. Well, pretty much all of those. You know, I've gone through...
We're both right.
Who's more right?
You're both about the same wrong.
You're in a phase right now.
Well, so I went through pretty much every phase of, like, a genre of music.
Yeah.
Just throughout, since, like, middle school, when you start listening to music, you know?
Yeah.
When you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, and then, so everything, man. So like high school, like early high school, middle school, I was into like the fucking like emo, like weird, like punk, you know, like My Chemical Romance. Like,
yeah.
Random shit like that.
Yeah, yeah,
I think
yeah.
everyone had a My Chemical Romance.
Oh, no, dude.
Yeah, everybody
absolutely.
Did.
Absolutely.
Everybody oh did. God. But was it a phase for you or did you discover them and you were just like, oh my God.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I probably listened to them like consistently over 4 years or so.
Yeah.
I mean, there are Three Cheers and then Black Parade came out. Those were like the two big ones.
Did you catch Three Cheers first and then Black
yeah,
Parade?
Yeah, Three
or,
Cheers.
Okay,
yeah,
right.
yeah, yeah. So I was like, hell yeah. I'm not okay. That, I remember,
fuck
yeah.
yeah.
And it's so weird. You were like, wearing makeup was like cool back then. That's okay, dude. Isn't that so weird?
It was never cool. What are you talking about?
Well,
it was cool for those guys.
No, well, yeah. But it was like, I mean, like.
Tell me you went to school with eyeliner.
No. This is one thing I'm so proud of. I never bought into any fashion.
You didn't wear
thing.
Like the sleeve, the sleeve with the whole thumb
no.
holes in them and like the
no,
black.
No, I just always wore just, well, and because I always wear, well, this isn't. Shirt. All right, well, never mind. I my school had a dress code, too,
yeah.
so that kind of influenced it. And so, yeah, got into that shit, then got really into, like, the heavier shit, hardcore metal. Like, I was listening to bands like I got really into Christian hardcore, like, bands like Norma Jean.
Yeah,
and, you know, like,
yeah.
The August Burns Red. Yeah. My Children, My Bride, Devil Wears Prada, you know, even Under Oath a little bit. Dude, I swear to God, fucking... Screamo is the worst genre of music that's ever existed.
But you were into it for a while.
Yeah, for like a year. But then like, because I'll go back now and I'll listen to like the cream of the crop still. I'll listen to like the three best bands out of each of those genres. But oh my God, like I'll listen to some shit. I'm like, holy shit, that's
yeah.
so fucking bad.
Yeah.
And so there was that shit. And then in college, I started smoking weed, obviously. Got
what,
really
what, time, what time frame was this around? What year?
Oh yeah, so I graduated high school 08.
Yeah.
So 09 hits. get really into hip-hop. That was my shit in college. Yeah. Now, first, I started with underground hip-hop, like Atmosphere, Aesop Rock.
Yeah.
Fucking... Can't.
Things you would expect, like a freshman.
Brother Ali.
Yeah, Brother Ali. Yeah, exactly. Kind of hipster hip hop, or whatever you want to call it. Yeah. And then I got really into 90s hip hop. My sophomore year of college, that's all I listened to. So, like, Far Side.
You went way back.
Tribe. Yeah. That's all, like, you know. And then I still think to this day, All Eyes on Me by Tupac is, like, the best party album ever. Like, why don't people play that at parties?
It's
they play, like,
hits,
all this bullshit,
man.
Club shit, you
know? Because the first time when you think, like, all right, I got a party going and I want to get the vibe going.
Oh, well, yeah.
A lot of
people
don't think, hey, Tupac.
Yeah, exactly.
Not the bad.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Yeah.
But I used to bump that shit at parties.
So how'd you stumble on to the 90s? Did you have a roommate or a homie that was just like, hey, check out Far Side real quick, or... You see, like, a YouTube video, that video dropped that Spike Jonze directed.
Yeah.
He tried to argue with me the other day about it. He's like, Spike Lee directed
the
Far Side. I was like, you racist motherfucker. I was like, why did Spike Lee have to fucking
direct? Did Spike Lee direct any music videos? I don't know.
Really long ones that ended up being movies, like No Better Blues and shit like
He's
that.
He's got the Old Boy thing coming up. That's interesting. He's
doing
an Old Boy remake. That's such a random.
What?
Old Boy?
It's that what is it, South Korean movie?
Yeah,
it's really like fucked up. And he's doing a remake with Josh Brolin and somebody else.
It's like highly critically acclaimed. It's like three movies?
Yeah. Yeah, but the first one's like Old Boy's like, that's the classic.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I haven't seen the other ones. I'm sure they're great, but.
Yeah, I wonder what it's going to be like.
Yeah, it's
But anyway. So Spike Lee didn't direct music videos, so.
Yeah.
So who got, like, how'd you stumble into that? Like,
the 90s.
Wait, do you rap?
No. Oh, well, I.
Can you rap? You
drunk, just free fucking
drunk,
around
drunk
with friends,
freestyling.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever think about being a rapper?
No, that was never a thought. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Did you ever have a rap name?
Oh, C Dice was a rap name.
That's a lot better than what I would have came
up with. C Dice was my rap name in high school. Oh, because in high school we actually did like a faux rap group. It was just like fucking around. We had this hit song among our high school. It's called Where to Popo At. It was so shitty. It was supposed to be funny. Like,
okay.
So I'll have to show it to you guys sometime. It's so funny. It's me.
It was on
like
some Lonely Island type shit.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, a little bit. And, but that was the farthest I've ever come to being a rapper. And I don't really know how I got into 90s hip hop. I think just a lot of my friends were listening to it. And then I just got really into it because I felt like back then, even though the lyricism was great, like the flow, it was all about that shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It was so good. So it was just really like catchy, just like chill beats. And like I said, you know, I was really into Tribe Called Quest, Far Side. And then I really got into guys like Big L. Like freestyling and shit. Like I got into old Eminem Infinite. Have you heard his first shit?
Yeah.
That's my favorite Eminem album.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
album's so good. Because it's like 90s hip-hop, but it's Eminem rapping, so it's really sweet. And then, so went through that shit. Then, fucking junior, senior year of college, now I got really into, like, mainstream shit. So, like, Lil Wayne, fucking, back when he was, I thought he was, obviously, I think he's really washed up now. Ever since he got out of prison, he's terrible. But I liked a lot of the shit. Like, I thought that his mixtape, No Ceilings, was really fucking good. So guys like Drake, Lil Wayne.
They didn't get a lot of acclaim, I don't think.
No Ceilings?
No Ceilings.
I think a lot of heads like it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
People still talk about it.
I tuned into it. And
yeah.
Wayne used to be the shit, dude.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. And I agree. He's kind of like...
Now he's like... What
the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, he's just a cookie cutter rapper now. Yeah, he likes pussy. No, something happened, dude. I don't know.
He put out a rock album. That's what the fuck happened.
Oh, well, there was that. But No Ceilings came out after the rock
album,
unfortunately.
We don't talk about that.
But yeah.
Matt loves that
Oh,
album.
You like that?
No.
He knows all the words to Prom Queen.
Top of the World is the only good song.
I didn't love Prom Queen, but I didn't hate it like everyone else did.
Okay.
I could fuck with it. I still could listen to it.
I bet you do.
Every night.
Well, you know what might even be worse than that? I honestly... I listened to a little bit that Young Money album with, like, you know, with Bedrock.
Yeah.
I can make you Bedrock. Like, so bad, but so good at the same time.
YMCMB.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Birdman, oh, my God.
Birdman
do, dude? Like, what
does
he
just, do? I don't know what he does anymore. He dropped a couple verses on somebody's shit really recently, and it was god-awful.
Yeah, no, he's so
fucking
But, like,
terrible.
Father Like Son, I didn't hate that album.
Oh, yeah, I like that one, like, Leather So Soft, all that shit. That's a great album. Yeah, so Old Lil Wayne was good. So I was into that when he was kind of at his peak there. Drake, obviously, still one of my favorite rappers, like Kid Cudi, Wale, J. Cole, Wiz Khalifa. And see, what the thing is most rappers, I like their mixtapes better than their albums.
It always seems to be that way.
Wiz Khalifa is the best example in my mind. His newer album was a little bit better, but Rolling Papers I thought was fucking terrible. Just supposed to be designed to have those singles.
He even said that.
Yeah,
he apologized.
Yeah,
I think,
on his
some
next
way
mixtape. Yeah.
But if anybody who kind of has any kind of small understanding about, like, specifically with rap and hip-hop in the industry, a lot of those guys do mixtapes because that's the only freedom that they get from the fucking label to collab with whoever they want, use whatever beat they think is dope, and that's why the fucking mixtape with, like, 20 tracks is way better than their fucking album with 14 that you're paying, like, $20.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and, like, Wale is another example.
Wale was dope as fuck when
he was
about
nothing.
That's
such a great concept, and then such just great... Because they can be themselves, and it's just really raw. And even, sure, Wiz Khalifa himself is just talking about weed and whatever, but it's still, like, just, I don't know, it's better, for sure.
Do you think that, because I was a big Wiz guy back in the day, and now I kind of can't stand him.
Yeah.
Because he's gotten to a point where he's just so high up there that it's unrelatable.
Yeah.
Like, he's still talking about weed, and that's cool. Now he's talking about smoking weed in places that I've never heard of, wearing shit that I can't even pronounce.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like he can't talk about fucking hoes anymore because he fucking is married to Amber Rose. And, like, she's a bad bitch. And it's just, like, you got a kid now. It's like, so what are you talking about, man?
Yeah.
Having, like, an unlimited black card and, like, smoking some fucking dank that, like, some scientist made for you, and that's it. Like, fuck, man.
Yeah, no, it's really hard to relate. I mean, and a lot of the times for me with music, I kind of just... like, focus more on the melodies in a lot of cases and shit like that. And that's, like, the case most of the time with Wiz Khalifa. He's just got really good flow.
Yeah.
And then that's when, I guess, like, the one consistent through all the fucking phases I went through, a lot of pop, okay? I don't know if you guys saw this coming.
Ryan Hicks. Ryan is a big advocate for pop.
Give pop a chance.
Give pop a chance. That's the
Give
Ryan Hicks
Give pop a chance. I'm here to support his Give pop a chance. I think... I've always been into pop, like, literally. I mean, more so sometimes than other times, for, like, back in the 90s, obviously. Big into Backstreet Boys, NSYNC.
Yeah. Oh,
but then I went deep. I went into, like, A-Teens. Like, what the fuck is A-Teens? They did ABBA, like, new ABBA version. Remixes to ABBA songs, I guess you'd call it.
Really?
Did you ever work with O-Town?
Who?
O-Town? You remember making the band back in the day?
Shit, I don't even know, man. All that shit.
Is it all... I'm not gonna sing.
Don't do that.
I probably recognize that song. No, that, you know, Britney Spears, and then, you know, college, you know, I was fucking blasting Kesha at parties, random shit that. Katy Perry. I mean, Katy Perry, her album Teenage Dream, holy shit, that's the catchiest thing I've ever, like, there's 6 number one singles
on that
album.
Nobody
does that, other than, like, Rihanna or something like that, but, like, 6 number one singles in one album, that's, like, Beatles numbers, like, that's crazy, you know, and, obviously I don't think her new album is as good as her last one, but,
Hicks would disagree.
I think it's good, you know. And so I like pop a lot, you know. I fucking listen to it shamelessly. I have it on my Spotify feed. People give me shit. I don't care. I don't care anymore.
I had to silence my Spotify feed. I didn't want that shit going on my Facebook.
Give a fuck, dude. I you know, it's whatever. And then now I kind of listen to all of it.
Yeah.
And I listen to a lot of house music and, like, EDM. That's what I've been really into. Like, and then
what's some of your EDM picks right now?
Like Cascade.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I like some of the songs Cruella's put out. They're not too, like, EDM. And then, like, Deadmau.
Yeah.
Or Deadmau. Shit. I always say Deadmau because then I picture the 5. And I'm about to say 5. I fuck that up every time.
At least you didn't say Deadmau 5.
Some people say that.
So many times.
Yeah, and then been listening to a lot of instrumental shit lately. This is, like, now we're up to, like, the last 2 weeks what I've been listening to. So a lot of Clams Casino, A-Rab music, if you ever listen to those two. I've been fucking bumping that shit constantly lately. And then what the fuck else lately? Just... pretty much everything now. I really like this band called The Neighborhood.
I bought
that album's great.
That was the track that got me.
Yeah.
And I watched the video and it was kind of funky too.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I downloaded the whole thing. I was like, oh wait, they have more songs that are a little bit better.
Yeah, yeah.
And
that song Flawless is great.
Yeah. I was watching some YouTube shit. Their whole fucking story is crazy. Real, it's crazy as shit. Like, they were just some rant. Like, they pulled the band together. Like, real, like, fucking ragtag kind of shit.
Yeah.
And, like, I think two of the dudes didn't really know how to fuck with their shit, like play, like real. They weren't real musicians. They were like, yeah, I can fucking pick up a bass, whatever.
Yeah.
And they were like playing some local club. I think they're from NorCal or somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
They went to Coachella in 2011, like on a whim. They just got in the car. They went up there, bribed like a security guy, got some passes, got in, partied, had a great time. And then like the lead singer, he was like, you know, it's like a documentary.
Yeah.
And he's just like, we're going to fucking play Coachella next year. And fucking sure enough, man, they come back in 2012 after being a band for like less than a year.
Yeah.
And just killing Coachella. And I was just like, fuck you, man.
Yeah.
Like, who fucking sees that coming and like can follow through, you know?
Yeah, but it's crazy. It's,
they're like these gnarly tattooed fucking, like, just, they're these gnarly looking dudes, but then they put out these like sometimes like good, it's like a good fuck album. I fucked to the album. At least twice.
All right.
Once with my girlfriend and once by myself.
You know what's a really good fucking album is the... No, literally, like, fucking album. The Weeknd.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Dude, that's the...
He's been making some fuck music. But you can't...
His mixtapes.
I don't know if you can fuck this shit. You can fucking make some slow, dark. Passionate...
Yeah.
Like, dark...
I think dark, if you
do drugs... If you're both rolling your fucking asses off...
Yeah, then put it on the Weeknd.
And you can, you can't make any quick movements, then yeah, The Weeknd's dope. I heard... Yeah, The Weeknd, I first heard him on fucking Drake shit.
Yeah, Crew Love.
Yeah. And I thought it was just Drake singing in a different...
Yeah.
I was like, man, he's getting up there, dude. I was like, look at him changing the range. Yeah. And then I fucking... And then he got on. I think he was on before Drake, but like Drake, like that album and that track fucking threw him out there.
Exactly, yeah. And I think Drake's really good too. I think his albums are legitimately good. Take Care is a great album. And then,
I was all about his mixtapes, dude.
Yeah.
Cause he was lyrical as fuck back in the day. And like, he was dabbling with the singing. You know what I mean? He'd sprinkle it in and just let you know, I can take your bitch. And like, he would just fucking, he was lyrical as fuck. Like October Zone and all that shit, and what was the name of the first one of the things?
Oh, so you're talking about his shit before So Far Gone when he hit it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Way back. Have you heard any of that shit?
No, I need to check it out.
Oh
though.
Man, like he was just like, October Zone was one of the mixtapes, and he was like still on some Degrassi shit.
Wheelchair Jimmy.
Yeah, I think that might have been one of the covers.
That's so
where he's
funny.
Like sitting in a wheelchair.
I need to look at that.
And somebody hit me up. They're like, yo, check out this Canadian dude.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I'm like, Canadians can't rap. I don't know where I got that from. Yeah. And I was like, this kid, the track I heard him on was, it was like a freestyle over that M.I.A. kind of tune.
Yeah.
No one on the corner's got swag like
us. Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah,
he was just fucking, he ripped it. And I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. So by the time So Far Gone, when that came out, like, everybody was just like, check out this Drake dude. He's fucking dope as shit. He makes some songs for the strippers, man. I've been in a strip club and a Drake track comes on and like bitches dance for free,
dude,
when that happens. Yeah. They don't even care.
Dude, Drake like rolled up to a strip club, I don't know, on tour some date and just brought 50,000 in ones.
Yeah, why not?
Just threw it at everyone.
And just hurt one stripper. Like, together.
No. Trey Songz literally got, like, something. Either got arrested or he got fined for assaulting a woman with money. Literally.
He's just hitting her with it.
He threw it so hard at her, it, like, messed up her face. He, like, threw a lot of money.
You gotta take him out of the bands, Trey. You can't fucking throw
a
2-pound wad of 50s at a stripper.
Speaking of bands, you know who's a guilty pleasure of mine? I love Juicy J, man. He's so psychotic.
Yeah.
And he's the same appeal to me as 2 Chainz, where you know they're going to just say the most fucking ridiculous shit that doesn't
make
sense.
So you enjoy it for what it's worth.
Exactly. And honestly, I like Juicy J better than 2 Chainz. I think his new album, Stay Trippy.
I jam that shit once a week, man.
Yeah.
The first track.
He says...
He's one of those guys that will give you a play-by-play of, like, an average day.
Yeah.
And just put it over a dope track.
What
and
does
you
he
just
say?
Like
make
money. No vacation.
Then I ball with the profits.
Yeah, yeah, I'm just like, who? I can't do that, Juice. I appreciate it. I used to fuck with because, I'm born and raised here in San Diego, but I went away to – I finished out high school and went to college for a bit in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah.
And I'm old, dude. I'm 30. So, like, fucking – when I got to Memphis – I remember this was still in high school. I'm waiting for the bus to come, and I'm like fresh off a plane from California. I don't know fuck about the South and rap music and shit.
Yeah.
And this dude, fucking Antoine Allen, I remember this kid. He was like, hey, man, you ever heard of 3-6? And I was just like, nah. He's like, you don't fuck with the 666? And he put, you know, his little fucking earbuds on me. And the first song I heard from 3-6 Mafia was like, Tear the Club Up.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, this is some violent ass shit.
Yeah.
And like Juicy, he has not changed. Like that dude is like mid to late 40s.
No, yeah.
And he's still like on that shit. Still making the people I feel bad for is like the rest of 3-6 who like
yeah didn't do shit.
Like DJ Paul is still somewhere with that little fucking hand. Did yeah. you fuck with 666 at all or 3-6 Mafia?
I really
like Project Pat and all
because I wasn't things? Really into rap too much or hip hop too much in high school, and I remember that's when Stay Fly came out, and that was like their song that
the
projected
big
them.
One.
Yeah,
the big one.
So I listened to that song, but I never really went, and then Poppin' My Collar, and then never really went deeper than that.
No, you
like,
got,
now I go back and listen to it. And like,
some of the,
Poppin' My Collar,
some of
that
shit, it's
that
comical
song.
As fuck. Now that I go yeah. back and look at it,
yeah, it's
I'm
just,
like
they had that song. I was like, I love having sex,
but I'd
rather
get some head. I'm
yeah.
like,
that's
of course
chorus.
You would make that to a song.
Yeah,
they would just take random shit and make it into a song.
Yeah.
I was just like, well, that's Memphis. That's 3-6.
Yeah, no, yeah, Juicy J's the perfect example. Of just like
you put that shit on at a party,
yeah. That then it's bumping,
especially
yeah.
bands. Like, even if I know I only have a couple dollars in my wallet,
yeah.
I'm gonna throw it at someone.
Yeah.
That's then I'm gonna wait for everyone
for
to move.
Charge.
Get my
back,
dollars
yeah.
back.
Bands, yeah.
Fucking
crazy.
Bands, dude.
And that new song he has with B.O.B. now, still in this bitch.
He's got
still
a track
in this
one.
Bitch.
I haven't
yeah.
heard that
song.
One yet.
That looks
so
pretty
good
too, yeah.
Fuck.
And then yeah,
I hear it three times a night at work.
At work?
Oh yeah, it's on. Yeah, it's on all the time.
Making
the
pizzas. Yeah, that's man. Fun.
Do you like? Do you listen to Devil Wears Prada? Still Fly.
Still Fly. Yeah, they're covering
cover.
That. Yeah, I remember that.
I have heard that. I have heard
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I remember that. It's so funny that those bands are still making music. Like,
yeah.
and they're still like pretty popular. Like,
yeah.
Devil
yeah.
Wears Prada new album just came out a few months ago, and it was like within the top 10 on the Billboard.
Yeah.
And I was
yeah.
like, what? Like, so I go back to it every once in a while. It's fun. I feel like hardcore has the same appeal as dubstep, where if like you listen to it too much, then
you
kind
of
get sucked into
of
it because you get tired of it, but also just because everything else sounds like so slow and like not exciting. You know?
Yeah,
that's how I felt. That's why I got so deep. But then after a while, yeah, you do get sick of it.
You said you were into like Christian metal for a while,
yeah.
which my ears perked up because fucking, I got huge into Norma Jean and like
Jean.
Under Oath. And,
yeah.
like, the Chariot.
Yeah, Chariot. Yep.
Yeah,
they're
yeah,
on their farewell
Chariot.
Tour.
Are they?
Yeah, my friends just saw their last date. They played the Epicenter up in Mira Mesa.
So they're done?
I think so, yeah. I saw them once. That's one of the best live bands I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's
really
fucking...
good.
It's raw, dude. It's heavy. My background is, like, I played drums. Like, I was a drummer.
Oh, so that's why you're into hardcore, yeah.
Yeah.
Or metal
yeah.
and whatever you want.
Yeah.
Metalcore.
Fucking
there's so many sub-fucking genres.
Double bass and all that shit.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I don't know how feet work. Like
yeah,
that. And I want to do that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got fucking really heavy to that shit. Me and Matt talk about that shit all the time.
Yeah, it's fun. I like going back to it and listening to some of it. And it's just so crazy.
You get nostalgic.
Yeah.
And you want to know, like, it brings back all those feelings.
Exactly.
And,
yeah.
Know,
and like I
were.
Said, I used to fucking, I was at Soma over in Point Loma, like, once a week, just going to those types of shows.
Soma
like,
was the
Jean,
shit, yeah.
You know, all those bands.
They still put on really good shows over there.
Yeah, I haven't been there in years. It's depressing.
It's still sitting there in that fucking, like, almost empty fucking shopping center
yeah.
looking thing.
Like, I was thinking the other day, I was just there the other day, and there was, like, there's, like, a kite store.
Yeah.
Or something.
yeah.
You know what I'm talking
yeah.
about? Like, who the fuck goes to that parking lot other than for Selma?
Yeah.
But, those, yeah, some good memories there, and then... But you know,
fucking Tooth and Nail Records.
Tooth and Nail, man. He is legend. Did you listen to them either?
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
legend.
Yeah.
Creed was on Tooth and Nail.
Creed, were they?
Yeah.
Was it after anybody gave a shit though?
Probably.
Yeah. When they couldn't get like any other.
Fuck Creed.
They're
fuck.
Like, we're just coming back.
Scott
we're gonna
Stapp.
Bless you guys. I went to an Under Oath show.
Yeah.
Way back in the day, and it was so odd to see. Like, he was in this. Dungeon kind
of
a place and dark and like you can smell that there was booze from the show the night before so it threw me off. I knew what I was getting into. I knew it was like a fucking I knew what Under Oath was all about so it was like all clean not you know sober show.
It
was like 12-year-olds running around but then these huge like sketchy like metal dudes standing around and people are like punching people you know, in the name of Jesus and shit.
Yeah.
And there's like no booze, no nothing. And I was just like, this is weird. I'm still getting into it. But
no,
it's weird.
I remember in high school there were so many kids that were like, oh, straight edge for life, man. Mm. And now every single fucking one of them, it just
they're all alcoholics.
They're like worse than the people that were drinking and smoking at that time.
That's
like,
how it goes.
Because they didn't have any way to like flush down those demons.
Yeah, so they fucking
just keep looking at your ex tattoos.
Yeah, exactly.
And remind yourself that you're better than me.
I used to fucking like pour out my friend's beer and shit. I was so against that shit.
You were super straight edge. Like, no, you were just being a dick. You weren't a straight edge. Straight edge.
I wasn't straight edge. I just like was.
You
like,
were just an asshole.
You're not 21. You're not allowed to do that.
Why would you
but
do
then,
that?
Then one night, someone was like, "Hey, we got booze," and I was like, "Oh yeah," but in my head, I'm like, "Oh fuck."
Yeah.
And then I'm like, "Yeah, of course I want some," and I got drunk.
Just one
and I was
night
like,
you said, "Fuck it."
Every time, every night of my life, I want to be drunk. That's what I said.
Yeah.
From that point on,
like
the first time you get drunk is a crazy experience.
It's the best.
What was your first time getting drunk? Do you remember that shit?
Yeah. 16. It was like the last day of my sophomore year of college or high school. Fucking
college.
You
were a genius, dude.
Yeah, right. No, it was in Point Loma, and I just remember like, because you don't even know what it's. Because I'd drinking before that, but never gotten drunk.
Yeah.
And that first time you get drunk, like it's just so surreal. And like, I remember apologizing the entire time. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry to everybody
you know. I'm sorry. I'm like this.
Please
man.
Like me. You
yeah,
still
exactly.
like me?
Yeah.
And then,
were you drinking something gay, like Smirnoff or
Bartles? No, probably something real gay. And no, I remember we had like these tic tac toe shot glasses. We were taking those. It was something real gay, like Smirnoff or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then my first really bad experience drinking alcohol was actually, oh, and this ties back into music. I was going to go see Rat-A-Tat in Santa Cruz my freshman year of college. And I, like, drank so much gin, and I just, like, yacked everywhere in the venue and got kicked out. And I was, like, so embarrassed. It was the worst. But that's, like, one of those classic – it was my freshman year. One of those classic just
– it was freshman behavior. It was, like, people were like, oh, yeah, he's
freshman. Fucking freshman. You know, I can never drink gin again. That's why I won at Boo. Boo? Is that the –
You won't boo.
Is that the, non-plural of booze?
You can't boo. You can't drink boo.
I can. That's the one boo I cannot. That's,
I can't fuck with that boo.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
You want a boo?
Yeah. No. Fucking.
That's why I can't drink Southern Comfort.
Yeah. You want to know what I got drunk on the very first time?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
What'd you drink?
Southern Comfort and orange Gatorade.
Why would you put those two things together?
I didn't know how alcohol works.
Were you 12?
Exactly, yeah,
I was like, I'm not going to drink it straight. I got to mix it with something. All I got
is some Gatorade.
I remember I used to like think you needed chaser for beer. I'd like take a sip of beer and take a sip of something else. Well, because it did taste bad then, but now
now it's fucking delicious.
Yeah, exactly. But it's an acquired taste for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I went to I was in college when this happened. I went to like just some whack on campus fucking party or some shit, and somebody handed me a fifth of SoCo.
Yeah.
And I took a sip. I never drank it before, and I was like, "This is sweet.
Yeah.
This is good." Fucking Chug City.
I
chugged it all down, and fucking sat by myself at a picnic table while this party's like raging on behind me.
Yeah.
And we had already been drinking beers in my dorm room.
Yeah.
And then like I'm sitting there at the table and all of a sudden it's just like bah, it all comes out. And I'm in my drunken fucking mind, I'm thinking that this is gonna be more embarrassing than I want it to be. So let me hide this puke. And I scoop it all off, scrape it off the table onto my fucking pants and my shirt. And Blackout City, and I woke up in front of the girls' dorm room, like in the bush.
That's funny.
And then there was no more SoCo ever again, like to this day. And that was like 10 years ago. I can't fuck with that shit.
No, it just makes you gag, like smelling it, just tasting it. Oh, absolutely.
Fucking were you a big boozer in college?
Oh, dude, yeah. Oh, my God, man. Like, oh, my God. I drank so much. Like,
yeah.
I was on the quarter system. My final quarter senior year, we were getting wasted like every night because we knew it was the end.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, that's one of the main things I miss about college. I feel like I was more excited for the weekend in college than ever. Like even
when
weekend was fucking magical. You were like, whole, like it was
get
awesome.
Get off the bus. That's the
best. Yeah. No. And like I miss that where you just. No fucking worries, no.
Not even any plans. Like, you didn't necessarily even know that what was gonna fucking happen.
Yeah, but you knew something.
But you knew
it
was gonna fucking happen.
So, a lot of that, that's, you know, those are probably my most, you know, cherished college memories is just fucking boozing, going out.
That's what it was, dude.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I was talking to somebody the other day and I was saying that You don't like you don't get knowledge in college. You don't
No, acquire, you go for the fucking experience.
Yeah, you learn about how to be a human, and because you obviously you're off on your own for the first time.
Yeah.
And then you just learn about yourself, and you also you learn how to take a bong hit. You learn how to be, chug a beer. Yeah. You know, you that's what I fucking taught. I learned how to play beer pong. How to bong a beer, yeah.
Yeah, you learn about all the ways to fucking drink your beer.
How to shotgun.
Yeah.
How to and how to fucking that's power fucking power through the early morning, being somewhere you don't want to be when you're fucking completely hungover.
And you learn a lot about people, too. Like, I was an only child growing up, so just being in that environment, just learning so much about people. So you don't really know someone until you live with them, really.
Yeah.
You know, like, to a certain degree. Or that's at least a, you know, it speeds up the process.
You stay on campus or what?
My freshman year, yeah. And then I lived in some apartments. And then I moved, my junior, senior year, moved into a house. That was fucking awesome.
Were you a frat guy?
No. It was fortunately in Santa Cruz, didn't really have a strong frat scene.
Yeah.
So you could go out and you didn't have to be a part of a frat to be like go out.
Did you ever toy with the idea?
Yeah, I did maybe once or twice early on, freshman and sophomore year. Just because I saw some friends rushing and saw. Because they do have the, because they would do those mixers with like the sororities.
Yeah,
like,
rush.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And frat guys and sorority girls have that mentality where they don't even give a shit about you, really.
No.
I mean, there was a good amount. I had friends who were frat guys and sorority girls, and they were super chill. But in my experience, a majority of them were very just, you know, condescending, didn't want to give a fuck, you know, even be involved with you.
Yeah.
And just douchey. Just straight out douchey.
You're absolutely correct. Yeah.
Were you part of a frat?
Unfortunately, I was.
See, and I,
now that you've said all that, you're absolutely correct, though. Don't even try to defend it. Do not try to defend it. Let me tell you, let me paint a picture of my fraternity, okay? Yeah. A lot of pop collars,
Yeah.
A lot of fucking Livestrong bracelets. A lot of khaki shorts.
Yeah.
A lot of Dave Matthews Band.
Boat shoes.
What?
A lot of boat shoes. A lot of fucking just like those bracelets and necklaces that had like Chinese or Japanese lettering on it.
Yeah.
And just a lot of pent up homosexual aggression.
Yeah.
And a lot of white dudes that were super excited to say like, yeah, black dude, he's. He's a brother. That's what token.
That's like
fucking token.
That's like Brian Simpson's joke about because he went into the Marines. He was a lot of white people's first black friend.
Oh yeah,
and that's like that's funny. That's kind of the same situation.
Yeah, I diversified.
Yeah,
that I brought diversity to that house.
What college did you go to?
A lot of them.
Okay,
but I spent.
When you were in the frat,
I spent. At the University of Memphis,
okay,
in Tennessee.
So, was there a strong frat presence there?
Huge in the South, fraternities are like it's like family, like generations, like legacies and shit. Yeah.
See, so that's it was probably better there than in Santa Cruz because the Santa Cruz culture was so weak and well, I don't know. It sounds like it was more.
But in Santa Cruz, it seems like there'd be I don't know where the campus is, but I would imagine you can get into some fucking shit.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have, like, your world doesn't revolve around the fucking campus.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah. There's lots of shit going on. I mean, it's a college town, so, you know, about one third of the population is students. So there's always something to do close by.
Yeah, dude. The only reason I fucking rushed was like rush week.
Yeah.
And there was like parties, and like I smelled barbecue. And like fucking, like walking past frat row, me and my fucking roommate. And we had no idea because we were so far removed from that scene. Like me being a fucking at the time like a film major and him being a music major, we were not like the coolest motherfuckers ever.
Yeah.
So like I see girls, and I was like, go towards the girls. And then like I see a house. There are dudes that are partying. The girls are in there. We walk in, and it's like I basically picked my frat based off the house that had the most girls in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it didn't charge me cover to get in.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, that's...
It was a ride since then.
It's a good way to do it, just based off experience. So what were people listening to? You said Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, dude.
What?
Under the Table and Dreaming, bro. You don't fucking...
That's so funny, because that's so opposite of what I feel like the Santa Cruz frat guys would listen to. But
it was
a different time a little bit, too.
Yeah.
And it was in the South versus California, where...
Yeah. The weird thing was, like, you know, me being... I was a transient guy. Like, I wasn't from there.
Yeah.
And it was surprising to find out a lot of the student population there, they weren't from there either. Like, I guess the University of Memphis was, like, big on, like, their... a certain aspect of their business program and shit like that. And and me being a film guy, I had some other. I went to another school for a while, and I kind of had like a little bit of an OD. So like, you know, I ended up, I bombed out of the first school I went to in New York, and my dad, he's a retired military guy, and he was like living in Tennessee, and I came to stay with him, and like, you know, I OD'd, like, rehabbed the whole thing, and he was just like, all right, well, now that you're still alive, fucking go back to school and finish.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, well, I'll just stay here. And I went to that school, and I thought it was just going to be all hicks and fucking just rednecks and all that shit. And I get there, and, like, my best friends from college, one kid's from Arlington, Virginia, like, D.C.
Yeah.
And the other dude is from, like, Chicago, and then the other guy's from, like, San Fran.
Yeah.
So, like, I didn't really hang out with people that were from there.
Yeah.
So, like, and that's where, like, my music fucking palette was, like, extended, because I grew up listening to a lot of fucking, my dad was like an old hippie, so like a lot of classic rock,
and
a lot of like old R&B and shit like that. But then like my buddies were like really into like shit like the Postal Service,
yeah,
you know what I mean, and fucking like Arcade Fire when they were first coming around, and like random weird shit.
Yeah,
I was like, I'll give it a chance.
Death Cab,
Tool, Death Cab, and shit like that.
Tool. Like, he named all those.
Yeah, and I'm just like Tool. No, I just remember that because you know my boys knew I was a drummer, and they're like, check out this drummer, and they started giving me this whole bio. They're like, this dude, his drums are spaced in a different mathematical way, and he tunes it this way, and his sticks weigh approximately this. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't fucking care. And I listened to it, and I was just like, the guys, that song's about putting a finger in someone's asshole.
Yeah.
You know, so I dig it, you know. And, but my fraternity brothers were mainly, like, fucking, they were bros.
Yeah, yeah.
To the fullest extent.
That's funny.
It was fucking terrible.
Quick side note, I saw Tool live once, and that was one of the craziest shows I've ever been to.
Was it?
Like, it was crazy. Like, I think it was just the crowd that was really crazy, too. The lead singer didn't even move, like, once.
He doesn't.
Isn't that weird?
It's not his thing.
He doesn't move. And on top of that, he wasn't even in the front. He was, like, behind the guitar.
Behind a PA, just chilling.
Like, yeah.
He's, like, texting while he's singing the song.
Yeah, I was like, what? You know what? This is really controversial. I always liked A Perfect Circle better than Tool. I know people would
scream. How is that controversial?
I loved A Perfect Circle. I was never a big fan of Tool.
I have a theory that all the Perfect Circle albums are just, like, cuts that didn't make the album from Tool. That's all it is.
I have a theory that all Tool songs are actually the same song.
Yeah.
It is. It's just one long song.
Yeah.
That Maynard cut.
Yeah, just
they're cut from, like half an hour south of where I grew up, I think. They're from Michigan.
Really?
Oh, really?
I think so.
Didn't know that shit. What's your secret shame as far as music goes? I mean, you've already talked about...
Yeah, no, like, there's some... I can go deeper, trust me. Well, I don't really listen to her as much anymore. I remember I went through a really bad phase. Don't know how the fuck this happened with fucking Demi Lovato.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly.
What? Yeah, what shit were you going through?
No.
Was it a breakup?
No, it was just catchy. I was like, I don't really listen to her anymore, but that was one phase I had during college. I listened to a little bit of that. That was probably one of my deepest, darkest secrets.
Not anymore, it ain't.
Yeah.
Demi Lovato?
Demi Lovato.
Well, I don't even know. What's the name of one of her songs?
Well, I was listening to her back, like, her songs like Get Back. And like,
was she still on like a Disney Channel show when you were...
No, yeah, she was like 16 or something. Yeah, no, that's even worse than now. It's even worse than
you're like, so hot,
right now.
So hot.
No, man, really bad. Like, shit like that. I mean, oh, God, like...
JoJo? You ever listen to JoJo?
Yeah, that's...
Did she have Too Little Too Late? Was that her song? Yeah. JoJo.
Get out, leave right now. It's the end.
Yeah. Justin Bieber, honestly, there's a lot of his songs where I'm like, okay, that's fucking catchy.
You couldn't do anything but get caught in that fucking Bieber fever.
Oh, yeah, no. He's
and when he
really
started
catchy.
Rapping.
Yeah.
What? When did he start rapping?
Like, semi, like Bieber rapping.
Oh, Bieber, like Boyfriend. It's like
Oh,
Bieber, like,
yeah.
Like, yeah. Remember the Whisper song? It's like the new Whisper song. Damn. It's like the PG Whisper song, Boyfriend.
You ever listen to Ying Yang Twins?
Yeah, no, I remember that shit back in, like... And oh my god, and like PD Pablo and shit like that. Dude, that like, and see, that was one reason I didn't really get into rap until college, because I feel like the mainstream scene was so bad. Like Mike Jones, that shit was awful. I don't care who you talk to, that shit was bad. I know. So that was my only, you know, that's like the only thing I saw.
If you talk to Ryan Hicks, he will punch you in the face for saying that.
For saying who?
He was going on about.
No, he said Mike Jones was the worst.
Oh, yeah, he did say Mike Jones was the worst.
I said Mike Jones
in
was
the Houston,
best.
Like,
Slim Thug.
Yeah. Slim Thug.
Tipping on Fofos or whatever.
Oh, man.
So that was my only exposure to rap, you know, in high school, was just all that shit that was coming out. And then, honestly, I think Lil Wayne did a lot of good for hip-hop. I think
he did. He's a pioneer.
He really made, like, all these guys coming up now, Wale, Big Sean, J. Cole, they're all kind of a little bit like little photocopies, little copies of Lil Wayne. They have their own styles and shit, but he pioneered that more... I mean, kind of, I don't even know, because it's not, like, smart rap, but he
just
at least
more
had
lyrical.
Some... Yeah, he had, like, Lil Wayne was, in my opinion, really clever before whatever the fuck he drank way too much Scissor Boy.
Yeah.
I was like, well, that's my flow gone.
Yeah.
You know, like,
he got back into the wordplay of it all. And,
yeah. Like,
and
I
puns
think,
and shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Like, he had some really smart, and, like, the Carter 3 and shit. Like, that was, you know, yeah, definitely he was a pioneer. That's
Now what he is... Because, you know, a lot of rappers, they, you know, what's your influence and blah, blah, blah. And they'll say, they'll go back to, like, Biggie and Pac era kind of shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now there are guys that are younger than all of us that are kind of making a name for themselves. I don't know if you ever heard of this kid named Chance the Rapper.
Oh, I love Chance,
Chance
the Rapper.
Chance is dope as fuck.
He's so good.
And he's the biggest Wayne fan ever.
Yeah, it makes
sense. And, like, a lot of guys, because that was their Biggie. That was their Pac.
Exactly.
When they were, like, fucking kids, like, they was right in the prime of all that shit, right? When Wayne was still... Wayne, that
yeah,
we remember.
I mean, there was a period of time where he was the biggest, and he was arguably the best rapper alive. Well, quote unquote, whatever you want, because obviously there was a ton of different rappers, but he was fucking balling, you know. And obviously he's still huge, but he's just not what he was.
Like, imagine if he died like Pac and Biggie.
He would have
been. He would have been like a legend. They would have put him right up there.
Yeah,
would have been
exactly.
Like, those three guys would have been.
But unfortunately, he's still.
He's going too long. Maybe what if that happened to Biggie and Pac, dude? That's weird to think.
Yeah,
a lot of guys wouldn't be around. A lot of guys would not be around. If Pac was still... Ja Rule never would have... We never would have known who the fuck that guy is.
Isn't it weird, like, Jay-Z was, like, Biggie's, like, underling?
Yeah,
he just rockets out of that shit, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that probably wouldn't have got... Diddy would have been dead in a ditch somewhere. I have a strong hatred towards Diddy.
No, I can't... Like, every time I see the video for Hypnotize, I just crack up, where he's just, like... He like, randomly says the last line of last word of a line, and, like... That shit's funny.
Fucking Diddy, man.
And then, you know, I do think there's a lot of really good mainstream rappers, though, in the wake of Lil Wayne sucking. Like Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, yeah.
Lupe Fiasco. I think those are the two.
He's still around,
Those are the best rappers. I think Kendrick Lamar is, in my opinion, he's my favorite rapper right now.
He might be the best today.
No,
he's
so
scary.
Did
he's
you hear his song Control where he called out all the rappers? That was so badass.
Yeah.
I thought that was so fucking badass.
Do you think he really... I don't think it was a diss track. A lot of people took it the wrong way. A lot of people took it the wrong way.
He showed him to step up their
game.
He
has that sports mentality.
Yeah.
That basketball player mentality or whatever, where
it's
like I'm coming after you.
We're boys, but we're competing.
Exactly.
You know? And it's just going to make everybody else step their shit up.
Yeah.
But of course the internet went.
Literally, like, if you were named in that, he named good rappers.
Then you're,
you're a good rapper.
Respect.
What's funny to me is all the rappers that came out with responses were not named.
Most of them weren't,
Most of them were like Papoose.
Yeah, Papoose.
It's like, you're still around? What the fuck are you doing?
He was like on that random remix to Touch It or whatever, and that was it. And then he disappeared into it.
And he's all pissed off about this shit. B.O.B. had a really good response.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't even heard of this shit. Nah.
It's really, I love it. It's probably my favorite Control response.
Really? I really like the Lupe Fiasco response. It's called SLR2. And he like raps like different rappers throughout it. He has like a Drake, like, or he does like a few bars of each different rapper. It's really interesting.
Joel Ortiz had a really good one, too.
Yeah, Joel Ortiz, Slaughterhouse. They're good.
Those Slaughterhouse dudes. They're fucking, they're badass, but they're scary motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't want to run into those dudes.
I can't think of his name. Who's the guy? Royce.
Royce the 5'9"?
5'9", yeah. And then he did Bad Meets Evil with Eminem.
Yeah, Royce is dope.
And then, oh, shit, we haven't even talked about Eminem. He's, in my opinion, one of the best.
Yeah, he is.
Top of all time. And I think his new shit's good. I've listened to a little bit of it. That song Monsters with Rihanna is catchy as hell.
Yeah.
Rihanna can make any song.
Oh,
the best song.
Yeah.
I love Rihanna.
Yeah, she's great at those hooks, man, and... She's so fucking prolific, too, dude. She releases, like, an album a year.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like,
and they're good.
Yeah, yeah. No, they always just have, a couple hits off of them, and they're good. I think Rihanna's good. What do you guys think about Chris Brown?
Oh,
fuck Chris Brown.
All right.
You know what? I'll put it out there. That first album.
Yeah.
A couple years ago, I bumped that shit.
I don't think he's a bad musician. I just
hate him. Dancing around.
Oh, he's terrible. Yeah.
And
Look at Me Now, is that on it?
No, this is before that. When he was like still a kid and like poppy kind of shit.
Oh, with a
he had this song called like
Run It.
Run It and all that shit.
Yeah, Kiss Kiss with T-Pain.
Yeah. I was just like, this is kind of dope. I like this. And the girls liked it.
Yeah.
So of course if they liked it, I loved it.
Yeah.
But then he came back all of a sudden, he had like, he was all tatted up and he was talking about fucking my bitch. And I was like, whoa, Chris. Like, I'm still trying to learn your moves from Run It.
No, I honestly, one of my guilty pleasures is the album with Look at Me Now on it. I can't even remember the name of it, but.
That was a dope song.
There were some catchy ass songs on that.
What do you think about him beefing with fucking
Drake?
He got his shit cracked open. You see that picture on the internet?
I don't know. Didn't Chris Brown's entourage throw a bottle at Drake and then like it hit Tony Parker face or something? He had to wear goggles. Yeah. Dude, that shit's funny, man. I like beefs. I like anything that mixes it up. That's why I like the Kendrick Lamar response. Like, I just think it's interesting, you know?
Who's beefing with TDE? Is there anybody fucking stepping
TDE?
In?
TDE? No one's gonna fuck with TDE.
You know what? Meek Mill shot back at Kendrick. Did you hear that track?
Meek Mill's pretty good.
Meek Mill's dope, but he took it to Kendrick.
He's an angry motherfucker.
He's angry as shit.
Yeah.
Really excited. One of the two.
Yeah.
But he was
he
just like.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. His
he yells at you. He's relentless the whole fucking time.
Yeah.
But let's switch gears, man, because let's talk about some other shit.
Okay.
Where do you want to go with this?
I want to get back into talking about fucking that early 2000 shit.
Well, like what?
Like that little John Ying Yang Twins.
Oh, I can go deeper.
I still think Get Low is one of the greatest rap songs of all time.
What?
Who did? That was
Lil John,
right?
Lil John. Boys, yeah.
Get On My Level was the shit,
and
though.
And fucking Shake It Like a Salt Shaker.
Oh. Yeah, Ying Yang Twins.
Such good shit.
I was really into Bubba Sparks for a minute.
Bubba Sparks.
Yeah.
Booty, booty, booty. That song's pretty good, dude. That song's
They
catchy.
Still play that. You'll go to a club this weekend, you'll fucking hear that shit. Miss New Booty was a shit.
What's that movie where the... God damn it.
Bubba Sparks was in a movie?
No, he sang that song. Deliverance. Have you heard the song Deliverance by Bubba Sparks?
Nah.
No.
It's a great fucking song. It made me realize that like he's a good artist.
When you saw Bubba Sparks, did it make you proud? Like, were you like, oh man, big white dude. I mean, you're a big dude. You're not like fat,
not
but
Bubba
I'm saying
Sparks,
you're a big
baby.
Dude, though. I'm just saying, because, like, there was a lot of big dudes on my campus, like, big white boys.
Yeah.
Like, but no, I went to school in Memphis, so, like, no shit.
Fucking
camouflage, John Deere hat-wearing motherfuckers. Yeah. Like, what's up, brother? You fuck with that Bubba? You know, no, I do, but you're not Bubba, motherfucker.
But a lot of, like, the big, like, a lot of, like, the Minnesota scene and shit, they're all big white dudes. Like, Bronson's big and white. Brother Ali's big and white.
Slug's, like, 6'3" or 6'4". Yeah, all those guys, yeah.
Action Bronson. We were talking about
Action
him.
Bronson.
We tried to talk about him.
Pounds.
He's a chef, man.
Have you seen that video where he cooks shit?
Yeah.
And he's like, he takes a bite of a burger. He's like, why do I rap? It's like, 'cause he's so good at cooking.
Fucking. Yeah. Did you ever get into Asher Roth at all?
Well, that's so funny because I remember the song I Love College came
Everybody
out.
Everybody knew that.
That song came
track.
Out my freshman year of college.
Oh, man.
And
so
I
you
was
knew
just
was
like,
off,
I, le-
were,
I lived that
you
song.
You were off to the right start then.
Exactly. I was like, dude, this is me.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think he's a good rapper.
He is.
I listen to some of his mixtape shit, I think, and just random songs here and there. And he has some really good songs outside of that song.
We know he did. Like, he resents fucking I Love College because people didn't like that. That album was kind of, he said it. It was like that was what the fucking label wanted.
Yeah.
And like he fell off for a little while.
Yeah.
And then he just came back and he'd been like, while he was in hiatus, he was doing nothing but dope shit with like certified fucking underground heads, like getting their respect and shit. And he's still kind of like, he's floating around there somewhere.
Yeah,
but when you
catch
a glimpse of his shit, kid's dope as fuck. And a lot of people were talking about M in the beginning. And then M sent him a shout out. He was like, yeah, kid's dope. He doesn't sound like me. He's white like me. And he raps, but he's not like me, but he's still dope. And I was just like, fuck yeah, Ash. You motherfucker. Shout out to Pennsylvania and all that shit.
Yeah, Asher Roth is good.
Ash is dope.
Besides Eminem, who would you say is the best white rapper?
Alive?
Oh, were there any? Are there any
dead
ones?
Before Eminem? Yeah,
they don't get shot.
they don't. Fuck, they just get regular jobs and become successful somewhere else.
Yeah.
Lil White, you fuck with him?
Lil White?
Lil White, you ever heard of him?
No, dude, that is.
No? Wow. Oh, dude, he was.
You need to hear him.
Lil YT. He fucked with Hypnotized Camp Posse and 3-6. Juicy and DJ Paul signed him.
Fuck, dude.
He was dope. Lil White.
You like Yellow Wolf?
Yellow Wolf, I heard a little bit of him. Yeah, that's who immediately came to my mind when I was thinking of white rappers.
He's one of the dudes that got me into hip-hop.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I can't. My mind is running blank right now.
It's hard to think about white rappers.
Yeah, it's really hard,
it's
man.
It's like M.
It's crazy.
I love
that whole Midwest scene.
Yeah.
Like the upper Midwest is all white dudes.
I love how there's some people who know ASAP Rocky, but don't know
A$AP Rock. Yeah, it's so weird that because I knew A$AP Rock before him, and then he came out. And then
I wonder if he's pissed about
there's,
that.
There's a video. It was at a festival. I saw it, and some guy like knew both of them and got them to meet. It was like A$AP Rock meet A$AP Rocky.
How was that?
It was fine.
Yeah.
Well, because like he didn't know he'd go by the name A$AP Rocky. Like he was always Rocky.
But he has
and
the whole
ASAP is the crew, we're like, all of them aren't even rappers. There's like producers and weird shit. Just
this
like
they're
like
the
Slipknot of hip hop. Just like random ass dudes hitting trash cans and shit. No, yeah, they're fucking. They're good, man. I like a lot of those newer rappers coming up, like ASAP. Danny Brown
is
the shit.
That's
old fucking Triple X. He's fucking so raw and just so weird and crazy. I fucking love that shit.
He's the best.
He's out there, dude. I love his shit.
And I love his shit he's doing with ASAP Rocky.
They're like fucking homies, like hardcore.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I think hip-hop's in a really good place right now. I think
absolutely.
It might be in the best place it's been since the 90s because there was such that bad stretch for a while. And then, but I think hip-hop right now is really good. A lot of good, you know, hip hop albums came out this year just alone. Like there was, Kendrick was last year. He should be releasing something soon. But, you know, Drake, I thought Big Sean was good. J. Cole.
J. Cole's album was really good.
Yeah, he's really, really good. He's got great lyricism, great flow. He's a really all around solid.
Boy, put out a classic, man. That's what he did. Fucking Chance.
Outsold Kanye.
Oh, and Chance is great.
Chance is dope. When I heard 10 Days, his 10 first days. Mixtape, I was just why is this little dude so good? And, like, where the fuck did he come from?
Yeah.
And then I dug a little deeper and found
Chicago
out.
Shit.
Like, Chicago, they got a... Chicago's coming, dude.
Yeah, have you heard... nobody say it. It's another Chicago rapper.
Oh, Kanye West.
Yeah.
No, new guy.
No,
new guy came out.
Oh, fuck, dude. He has a... Okay, now you guys can feel free to say it if you can think of it. He had a mixtape that was themed... It was a concept album based on Back to the Future... and it's something Rocky. Oh shit, it's something Rocky too, or something. Yo, Rocky Fresh.
Rocky,
have you heard
Fresh.
Him?
I've heard of him. Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
Check
yeah.
him out. He's really good. He has a Back to the Future mixtape called Driving 88. That's really good. And then he has a new one that's called Electric Highway. It's all kind of Back to the Future themed mixtapes.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's on what's Rick Ross's record label called? YMC? Is that that's Lil Wayne.
Murder Maybach music. Maybach music.
Maybach. Yeah, he's on Maybach right now. So he's releasing mixtapes off that. He's really good. So yeah, he's coming out of the Chicago scene, but Chance the Rapper and then Acid Rap. Like
Acid Rap is so good.
Yeah.
So good.
Acid Rap's got some tracks on it. Some of that shit's off the wall, but overall I can listen to that shit from start to finish.
I think a lot of comedians would like Acid Rap too, just because it's so like different and like almost it's hard to even classify it in a genre.
Yeah.
It's just fucking, it's just good music. It's really
good.
Interesting and weird.
Have you ever like been excited about, you know, in any genre, like an artist or a band you hear, and then you try to put your friends on, and it turns out
they
like,
hate it.
They fucking hate it.
Oh, that happens.
And you're sitting there like making them try to listen to this shit.
Yeah, that's a bad feeling. No, that happens to me all the time, especially particularly with pop songs, where I'll be like, dude, this shit's so catchy, and I'll show my friends. I'm like, dude, this is really bad.
It's like, do
that
we need to
me
talk?
With Frank Ocean.
Yeah, do we need to talk? Oh, Frank Ocean's great too. Yeah.
Who fucking?
I put on fucking. What's the one before Channel Orange?
Oh,
God,
fuck.
It had the car. It had, like, the car on the front cover.
Nostalgia.
Nostalgia. Ultra.
Who'd you show it to?
Some of my friends.
And they
like,
didn't
like back
it.
Home. And I was just like, yeah, let's listen to this. Let's pregame.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it depends what mood. You
well,
can't
no,
put
we
on
weren't, like,
Frank
party
Ocean
mood.
When you're
we were, like, sitting around watching TV. Like, wow, let's listen to this music. I was like, all right, I'll
that's
put
true.
Fuck music.
That's
what do you guys think is? What do you guys think is the best pregaming music? Out there right now, like, what would you put on if we were about to start pregaming right now?
Club shit.
That just does like Juicy J.
Some juicy. It always goes back to
that Get Low.
Yeah, some juicy shit. That's
some Waka.
You have to.
Fuck with Waka.
You got to put on some fucking high energy shit. A couple, 2 years ago, I was putting on that fucking terrible ass. What are those two dudes from Miami?
LMFAO.
I put that shit on before every pregame session. And no matter how hard somebody was hating, they were fucking trying to like shuffle and shit.
Yeah.
Getting faded. And I'm just
Do Power Hour?
Oh, yeah, where you drink a shot of beer.
Yeah.
Every
minute. I don't know if I ever did that, dude. That's one of the. There's a few experiences I never. I fucking missed out, and that was one of them.
You get 100 different or 60 different songs.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Every minute you play a different song. That's intricate. That's a lot of focus.
That's too much. Yeah. In the beginning, that seems like it'd be.
What's fun is I once did it on my computer and put it on shuffle. And I fucking like musical shit. And like just stupid shit.
I like
you
that.
Can't
just goes through it. Yeah. So it's like musical chairs.
I can never do that with my playlist.
No.
Because like it would be at 1 minute, it'd be like some fucking some Wayne shit. And then it'd be like some random ass. I don't know, some indie weird shit. It'd be, I can't even think of like what it would be.
Father Joe?
It's Father John Misty, not Father Joe. Fucking, it'd be like, yeah, it'd be like some sad Radiohead tune.
Yeah,
it'd go to some fucking heart, some metal shit.
Yeah. It's tough. That's funny, though. Yeah, there's a lot of, that's pretty much the best pregame music for sure.
Do you listen to music before you go up?
Oh, I do stand up? Not really. Yeah, I'm usually just
chilling
with comics or whatever. Yeah. Really, the only times I really get to listen to music a lot is when I'm writing. I always listen to music. And
you can write while you're listening to music?
Yeah, I listen to... Well, lately it's been a lot of A-Rab music and Clams Casino because it's kind of that atmospheric instrumental shit. Yeah. Really, I can write to anything. That's one thing I always liked... with metal is you could kind of zone out and fucking for me, I don't know. It's weird because people would be like, dude, it's so like loud and crazy. And it's like, nah, man.
You don't have to listen to it.
Yeah. You don't have to pay attention.
Yeah.
I can write and listen to music. But you know, like I said, with my day job, I'm on the phone all the time. That's the majority of what I'm doing. So I don't really get to listen to music while I'm at work unless I'm working on some other shit. And then, so really, I have an hour commute, though, up and down, so I do that, and then, yeah, when writing, listen to a lot of music.
You ever listen to classical music?
Dude, that was one thing I was going to bring up. I don't think, I barely listen, and this is going to probably piss you guys off, but I don't listen to really anything before, like, the year 1990. Like, I literally
I'm right there with you.
I've never got into classical, like, I love the Beatles. I grew up on the Beatles. Yeah. But other than that, there's very few bands before the year 1990 where... I just never got into it. I never got into classic rock. Never got into... And, you know, the late 80s is really when hip-hop started taking off. So, and then I got into that. And then, yeah, I don't know. I can't get into, like, funk and all that weird shit that happened, dude. Like, what the hell? You know, and then, oh, my God, dude. Music, like, pre-1960, dude. Fucking forget about it. Dude. Oh, my God.
It's basically
dude.
Just...
I was listening... Do you guys listen to John Mulaney at all?
Yeah.
His bit about What's New Pussycat? And, like, that bit's so perfect because, oh, my God, that song is so fucking awful.
It's so annoying.
Yeah, and it's like... What? All music back then was just so, like, annoying. It was like, fucking, oh, my God.
It was made to be played for your fucking grandparents.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Those are the people who still love that shit.
Yeah. But, so, yeah, I really don't listen to any classical shit. Nothing really old other than shit that's after the 90s.
Last week, I got... really fucking nostalgic, and I started listening to, like, I pulled out my old CD case and fucking started listening to, like, Rage again.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, Blind Melon.
Blind
Melon. And fucking,
Hell
like,
yeah.
Soundgarden and a lot of Pearl Jam shit.
Pearl Jam, yeah,
like,
that's great, dude.
I was just like, is it 1995? What's happening right now?
Did you guys ever get into that, like, new metal phase? You said, what band did you say? Rage Against the Machine. They kind of inspired all those bands, like,
you mean, like,
Korn,
Limp Bizkit?
Linkin Park.
Linkin Park. Yeah, Linkin Park.
Papa Roach.
Yep. I did.
Dude, I did too.
I got
Linkin
way
Park. Oh, that's classic. That was like the first band I ever like actively listened to.
Yeah, I liked them until some dude shamed me in front of, like, I was in class. He's like, what do you listen to? I was like, oh, it's the Linkin Park CD.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, they're just like Backstreet Boys with the guitars, right? That's all it is.
What's wrong with that?
Well,
well yeah.
The way he was saying it, it made it sound like everything was wrong with
that. I still
think
Hybrid Theory is one of, like, my top 10 favorite albums of all
time. Oh, dude, yeah. Linkin Park was great, man. And then,
Korn. I was big on some Korn.
I went into my Korn phase. No, and I went in after everything was said and done. I went in, like, my freshman year of high school, which was a couple years after, like, their big shit. Like, Follow the Leader was
that
big
shit. Yeah.
And then, like, Issues, and I can't even think of their other albums, but that shit's that, like, when you have teen angst, that's the
yeah,
shit,
that
right?
was oh, the yeah. shit to listen to,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, when you got that angst, man, you Korn, you just hate everybody. Just fuck everyone, man. Fuck them.
That's parents. Why you listen to Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, no, Limp Bizkit's
yeah,
the same thing.
They had some
that's
fucking
you hate
hateful
you know.
Shit.
Yeah.
But
oh, those are the worst people.
The first track I heard from Limp Bizkit was fucking Faith.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I was like, they're covering a gay song, and then it broke down. I was like, oh my god, who is this white dude?
First Biscuit song I ever heard was fucking Break Stuff.
Give me something, yeah, that Break Stuff was
fucking
angry
song
shit.
I've ever heard.
But I had really nice shit as a kid, and I didn't want to break anything.
Yeah.
Just go to my brother's room, kick his Nintendo 64. What's up, faggot? Talk. System of a Down was fucking as angry for me, too.
I totally forgot about them. They were totally part of that phase, too.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, System of a Down was great. You guys fuck with Insane Clown Posse?
No. Did you?
No, never.
No, not.
Well, they had one song
that
was kind of catchy. Dude, oh my god. That's just the ultimate. You can, like, who the fuck listens to them? It's so
Juggalos,
funny because it's
bro.
Such a joke. But yeah, Juggalos.
People that
bro.
Have no
Fago sipping Juggalos.
Yeah, Fago.
My old roommate.
Danny Brown did a song with them.
He loves fucking ICP.
Yeah,
and
kind of
it doesn't
sense.
Surprise
he
me
did
that
he see that documentary where he went to the Gathering of the Juggalos and performed,
and they fucking loved him.
Yeah, they
well,
loved
yeah,
him.
That makes sense.
He's
yeah.
a Juggalo. That's what. That's why Danny's so weird, because people almost forgot about Juggalos,
yeah.
and he is the last black surviving Juggalo.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me if he had a fucking Axeman's hat,
yeah,
like right next to his dick.
ICP.
Now, I think about that. I just think about that. Episode of Workaholics when they went to fucking do you see
the
that
ICP
shit?
Yeah. This place needs to be fireballed. Yeah, no, that's a great episode.
Juggalos.
Yeah, no, that's like the ultimate. You can make so many jokes based off them. It's funny, like the SNL sketch about them where they made fun of that, where they like are questioning what like gravity is or something or what is it, or it's like it's magic. Magic's in the air.
Yeah, miracles.
Like miracles. Yeah. What the? Yeah.
How do magnets work?
Yeah. Like, how is that a real line, man? How can they not know that's not, like, they have to know that's satire, but they don't.
Yeah.
They don't
because they're
it's
in
satire.
On it. I think they've been in on it
the whole
from
time.
The beginning.
They're playing
they're
the
like,
long game.
Well,
like,
look at their fucking names.
Yeah,
there's
like,
no
we,
way they take this
we like rap. Yeah. Let's fucking paint our face.
Yeah.
So we can kind of hide behind this. That way, if we suck, people won't beat us out in the streets.
Yeah.
We'll just do that shit.
You know who's a kind of a similar story, or at least they're kind of joke rap, but I think are legitimately good. Have you ever heard Das Racist?
Yep.
Fuck yeah, I love them.
And they're
I love them.
Yeah, well, they broke up.
Recently. They broke
yeah.
up.
That's
my
why.
Friend, yeah.
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 Das Racist is dope, dude.
No, yeah, they're kind of like weed.
Pizza and Taco
Bell
is the greatest shit.
The first time I heard that song, I was like, are you kidding me?
You were waiting. Were you waiting for anything else other than combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell? Like, I laughed my dick off.
Yeah.
The first time I heard it, I was like, are they gonna say anything else? And then the song was over.
Yeah.
And I looked at my boy, I was like, what the fuck were we just listening to?
No, there's like one verse where he's like, I roll a lot of L's. He's just like ranting. I got a lot of smell. Dude, that is one of the best songs of all time. I don't give a fuck. Dude, that song, I remember the first time I heard it at a party, I was like, dude, that's fucking genius.
That's right.
And it's so
dope.
Catchy. It's like, yeah, that's great. Das Racist is fucking
I saw
awesome.
Them like my... When I was going to school in New York, I saw them at some little random ass fucking lounge performing, and they were just the strangest heads ever. And they were like real unorthodox. It was like, I guess they went to the same school of rap that ODB did.
Okay.
Like, it's not, you can't figure out, like, what's the flow right now? Like, what are they rapping? Did he just make up a word?
Because
I did a track. I covered one of their fucking songs. I forgot what track it was.
They're big on Rapping to You. That's a great
That was
beat.
The track I covered.
Yeah.
Because I heard that shit. Because I was a big anime fucking fan.
Yeah.
I was
is that? Is that Samurai Champloo?
Yeah. That's exactly where it was. When I heard that, I was like, these dudes are nerds.
Yeah.
I fucking get it. I was bummed when they fucking split.
Yeah. No, those nerd
rappers. That dude, Heems, though.
Heems is good. Well, now they're doing Heems solo really shit. Good.
Yeah, yeah. He did a track with Gambino that was fucking dope as shit.
Childish Gambino, I fucking love.
You fuck with the Gambino with the CG?
So good.
We're fans here.
What about, okay, let's get even nerdier. Did you guys ever listen to MC Chris?
Yes.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Like,
but then apparently he's like the biggest douchebag ever.
Yeah, the big Twitter controversy.
Yeah, and some shit on Reddit too.
Yeah.
You mentioned it earlier. What do you got, like, Wu-Tang Clan? We were talking about 90s hip-hop earlier. Yeah,
Wu's dope.
Wu-Tang Clan, awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys feel the same way. I almost like their solo shit better than when they were, like, Ghostface solo shit.
Yeah.
And then GZA, Liquid Swords. That's, like, one of my favorite hip-hop albums. All their solo shit, I kind of like better than them as a group, even though that's very, I guess, contrarian to say. Because, obviously, those albums are fucking classic and were, you know, pioneers in hip-hop.
I was always, what the fuck? Some sketchy shit. Fuck. I was down with ODB from the beginning.
Oh, yeah, and ODB.
Maybe because he was just so weird.
Yeah.
And, like, Method Man, of course, I loved him. But, like, when I heard fucking Big Baby Jesus, fucking ODB, I was just like, I need to know why this guy's... Does he have Down syndrome? Is he just, like, is he just like a homie that they let come through? It's like, yeah, it's my Filipino roommate in college, this kid who grew up in, like, Utah, in, like, Mormon City.
Yeah.
Like, that was the first conversation we had the first night we moved into the dorms. He's like, do you like ODB? Fuck with Old Dirty, and he for a whole week. This is nothing but ODB.
It's not bad.
It wasn't bad.
It sounds like you have a lot of friends who were into shit before, like with the Drake you said, and you got 3-6 Mafia.
Yeah.
You were just in the right place at the right time because now you got that cred.
Everything I all the new shit that I jumped up on was just thanks to other dudes who were like really, really into whatever it was. And then I just fucking took it as my own.
Yeah.
And started going around like being a fucking underground snob. Oh, you don't know about Drake.
Yeah.
Do you have an artist that you were like fucking with way before they blew up?
I was actually thinking about that earlier. There was a couple, but like on a much smaller scale, I know there was a lot of hardcore bands that like I started listening to before they made it big within hardcore, so it wasn't, like, big, you know? So there was a couple situations like that where I was listening to some really fucking underground shit, and then, oh my god, dude, I mean, really,
it's hard to, you always draw a blank when you're fucking trying to figure this shit.
No, there was something recently, I mean, kind of in a little way, J. Cole and Big Sean, I was listening to them when they were just doing mixtapes before they really, and then Big Sean fucking exploded, and then so did J. Cole. So those were probably two recent examples where I was, like, listening to finally famous, like, Big Sean. I like his mixtapes a lot.
Yeah.
He's another one of those with the Juicy J 2 Chainz where you don't know what the fuck he's going to say, and he's going to be like, whoa there, you know, he's going to say some weird shit, you know?
Boy,
yeah. Just so cartoon, like, is he a fucking cartoon? Like, that kind of shit, but,
As soon as Kanye gave him credit, I was like, fuck yeah, I'll fuck with Big Sean.
Yeah, Big Sean's fun.
There's a dude, I don't know why they're a duo, because just one dude makes beats, other guy raps. Chitty Bang? You ever heard of
those guys? Oh, yeah.
Live twice.
Yeah?
Chitty Bang's good.
I fuck with those guys. This dude named...
they broke up, too. Zafun
what?
Left.
Oh.
They didn't break up. Zafun went on to other things. So they
to
did.
To do, like, some real producing, like, on other shit stuff?
Yeah. Wanted to get on other shit.
I guess there's still...
that
one dude, so...
They did that 24-hour freestyle or whatever, where he set the world record. Did you watch that?
Oh. Yeah, that kid can freestyle his dick off. Yeah. It's kind of...
That he did at the concert I saw him at, he's like, give me a topic. And somebody shouted some out, and he did a whole fucking song about it.
I don't understand how your brain works that way.
With comedy, too, man. Yeah. I was watching fucking Chris D'Elia.
Chris D'Elia is so good.
He literally was, like, going out in the crowd, he would, like, ask something, and then just create just such genius shit. And, with freestyling.
It's the same thing.
A dude who can be
dope freestyle rapping, and then a comic who can just fucking riff.
Yeah.
Comedy.
And it's fucking good. I guess my brain's not built like that.
I think there's a lot of similarities between comedy and music. I definitely noticed that from being like a lyric writer and then going into writing jokes.
Yeah.
There's like puns for one thing, like playing on words, like there's a lot of, and like
wordplay with Matt Shane.
Yeah. Wordplay.
And I remember I was watching an interview with Will Ferrell where he was like, you know, I think comedy is really similar to music where it's a lot based on just feeling. There's no there's no, you can't add it up. There's no way to quantify it. It's just like fucking just that kind of you do one line and then you know the next line that like lifts it up.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. It's like the same struggle and fucking attention to detail that a lyricist would put into crafting a song.
Yeah,
it's the same shit that we do when we're trying to build a fucking joke. Trial and error.
That's all. Like, a lot of people will hate you, and a lot of people will love you.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking haters.
Same in comedy and music, too.
I was just, like, envisioning... I want to know what Juicy J, like, what's his writing method,
I don't
dude?
Think, I don't think there's, I don't know. He's just,
I think they just put a mic on him in the club, and he just starts saying this shit. He's like, that's a fucking hook. Like,
He's a girl walking by.
Bands. He probably just said bands to make her dance one time.
He's sitting like, he had to move bands of money, like, out of the way to, like, roll up a blunt. He's like, bands, bitch. Yeah, guys like that, I'm just like, he can say whatever, but it's a track, though. It's a track that
gets. Yeah, it's a
you
production.
You say no to ratchet pussy.
Juicy J can't. I'm just like, the and then you end up repeating that shit, you're like, what the fuck, man?
It's so good.
That shit's stuck in my head.
So good.
Two Chainz and Juicy, like, I'll be doing just random shit, like, at work.
Yeah.
And I'll just be, like, typing up some shit. You say no to ratchet pussy. I'm just like, why am I thinking about that? I'm doing a spreadsheet right now.
Yeah.
About ratchet hoes.
Yeah, it's a production and it's their flow too, where it's just so nuts.
Yeah. There's a lot of parallels between music and comedy, specifically with, like, you know, stand up. And that's one of the things, that's why we wanted to fucking do this shit.
Yeah, exactly.
And talk about it, made perfect sense to us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and I think, I mean, most of the time, I think comedians in general are very just well-tuned. They're tuned into, you know, everything. Oh, is that our time? Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Comedy Palace after this.
Comedy Palace.
Please come and see us if you're listening to us live.
Yeah. They're all calling in now.
What was I going to say? Just about music and comedy. Shit, what was I saying? This is a good note to end on. No, shit, we were talking about Juicy J. This is going to be really frustrating for anybody listening to this. They're like, I just fucking heard what you were saying.
They ended on Juicy.
Yeah.
You have to.
Oh, shit, it was on the tip of my tongue, dude. Just in general, you know, you guys are right. You know, comedy and music, fucking very similar. And, I was saying with comedians, I think it makes sense to talk about this because comedians are so tuned in to pop culture in general, I feel like.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, we all have shit to say. I mean, I think it'd be dope if you guys or somebody else did a fucking movie podcast, you know, where you just talk, or like
a video
movie and TV or whatever, you know, because there's so much shit to talk about. But,
fucking
helicopters.
Helicopters. Comedy. We're doing a podcast. That's what you get for living in a fucking high class neighborhood.
So, what do we conclude? Do we have like some closing points? Closing arguments?
Give me
one question.
Go ahead.
That we didn't ask.
Yeah.
What, if I were to say, Cameron, I'm going to give you 5 minutes, what do you want your walk-up song to be? What do you choose?
Oh, so I get 5 minutes of stage time, or five minutes till I go.
He's just
up.
A DJ. Oh. He's like, what do you want me to play?
Oh, right? So like, what's my ultimate walk-up song? Oh, man. Well, it depends if I'm in an ironic or non-ironic mood. I'm going to be in an ironic mood because you just will look like a douchebag if you put on something like Eye of the Tiger or something like that. Something so stereotypical, you know, like so stupid.
Fucking queen.
I don't know. I like getting brought up to hip-hop. That's why I love doing ACC. Because fucking Comedy Store, I love bringing up, going up to, there's Lou on the keyboards who does his songs, but I love just some fucking, dude, maybe let's just go with Juicy J, fucking Bands and Maker Band. Dude. Or no.
Get the crowd pumped.
Oh, God, what's it? That song, Wax. That song's my shit.
Wax
by Juicy J. Yeah, that's what I get brought up to.
All right, Tommy is my Facebook friend.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully he's listening to this.
He always, I remember when I was hitting ACC a lot, I was doing it every week. He would always bring me up to Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe by Kendrick. That was my go-to song for a while. So that was Tommy, definitely. Yeah, he would put that on for
me. What about you?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Norah Jones, come away with me?
Yep, absolutely.
I got, one quick side note. At fucking Till 2 a few weeks ago, it was a packed show, and I fucking got brought up to fucking Enya. It was like my birthday show, quote unquote. It was fucking packed. I went up last, and it was just like a minute of Enya playing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And that set the mood.
Yeah. So that was a great one, too. But anyway, what would you want to get brought up to?
I'd say right now, I'd put on some like Smoking and Drinking by Danny Brown, like the new.
Oh,
Brown
dude, that song with who produced that? A-Track. A-Track.
Yeah.
And then that song with Purity Ring.
Purity Ring. Yeah.
Oh, and Purity Ring's great.
Purity Ring. All right,
last two band we shove in real quick before we end it.
What about you?
Oh, well,
today
that's unexpected. No. fuck. Ugh. You know what?
You want that Pearl Jam shit.
Yeah.
Jeremy Spoke.
Yeah, I want Jeremy. No. Fucking. I like Bonfire.
Oh, by Childish?
Yeah.
Nice.
That fucking siren in the beginning.
Right. Yeah, that's actually a good one. I like that.
Yeah, I put that up.
Or Ballin' by Waka.
No.
Shit goes hard.
I don't want any Waka. All right, well, fucking cool. Thanks for talking tunes, man. We've been almost an hour.
Is there a podcast name? Is it called Talking Tunes?
Would that be good? Because we're so early on, we can totally switch the name of this shit.
Oh, yeah. Talkin' I don't know. Tunes. I don't know if Talking Tunes is too cheesy, but I kind of like it. I don't know, man.
But there might be other music podcasts that's just like
that's called Talking
Tunes. Tune Talk. Tune Talk.
All right. Well, good luck coming Money up with the name. I'll say something if I think of anything. But yeah, dude.
All right. Shit. Cool. Well, that's it. Thanks for coming by. Let's go fucking try to tell some jokes.
Yeah, Comedy Palace, right, 7 p.m. There it is. Be there. Okay.
Good shit.